gifts for your perfume-loving mom, or gifts you should tell your family you want for Mother's Day. This year, Mother's Day is Sunday, May 11th, and now is the right time to start thinking about gifts. It's always the right time to start thinking about gifts. So I have 7 gift ideas for you that are not a bottle of perfume, although that is always a welcome gift, for the mom in your life, for yourself, or as a wish list to give your family. And then one bonus one.
That someone should tell my family that I want. Thanks.
First gift idea is perfume discovery sets. There are some gorgeous ones. The Dries Van Noten one is about $75, and it's small versions of their gorgeous bottles, and I think that would make a lovely gift. Then there are more inexpensive ones, like the Maison Martine one, which I absolutely adored smelling through, and each one is wrapped up. It looks like a little piece of candy. I think it's about $35, very affordable. And then there are also indie brands doing absolutely beautiful discovery sets. And often they come with a discount code for an upgrade to a full bottle, so you can make the gift kind of last a little bit longer. The second gift idea is a perfume tray. They come in all these different sizes. You can get classic, you can get artsy, you can get one from a local store, or you can find one. I've seen some really pretty ones in museum gift shops, and almost anything can be a perfume tray. TJ Maxx has some great options. Or if you have a crafty mom, I would book time at one of those paint your own ceramics places, and you guys can go make perfume trays together, which I think is like a nice way to spend time together as well. This one is great. I think it was about $110, and this is from Cyrus Parfum, and this is a nose training kit. So if you or the mom in your life really love fragrance and want to be better educated and expand your vocabulary and what you're speaking to, a nose training kit is a great idea. I got this for my birthday, and I haven't opened it yet, but I'm really excited about it, and it was such a great gift. The next one is, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. If she has a favorite scent that she loves, go and investigate and see if there is a shower gel, a moisturizer, a hair perfume, things that you can do to extend the scent or make her feel luxurious, even if she's not spraying it. For the jewelry lover mom, there are so many gorgeous vintage or vintage-inspired perfume jewelry, whether it's like little lockets with a scent in it, or sometimes they have solid fragrance in them. I've seen little vials. So many super cute ideas that I would totally love to own. The next one is kind of the aesthetic perfume bottle thing. This is actually one from my sister just got me from Anthropology. It's like a little Art Deco inspired, but there's some gorgeous vintage and thrifted antique perfume bottles. Sometimes they have juice in them, but even if they don't, they're just really pretty to have on a shelf. And if you're a perfume lover, I could see wanting some of that as your background. For the book loving mom, I did a video on this, but I think you could do it with a few different ideas. But there are some great books about perfume or novels that have perfume mentioned in them. Book Talk and Perfume Talk have a lot of crossover, which is great. But my favorite thing to do this year was I read a book called The Perfect Scent. And it was by Chandler Burr, and it was a year inside the perfume industry in New York and Paris. And I loved sniffing the perfumes that were spoken about in the book. So getting her that book with a little bottle of Hermès Jardin Cernil, I'll never pronounce that correctly, and Sarah Jessica Parker's Lovely would make like a really cute gift for a book-loving mom. I forgot one. I'm editing it in. For the moms who love to travel, there are so many really nice travel perfume cases, both like for travel sizes, like really nice leather fancy ones, and then also for full bottles to make sure that when you pack them, they don't spill everywhere. I would never buy that for myself because it seems fancy, which makes it a perfect gift. And then my bonus is I absolutely love a scent by Maven Theory called Joshua Tree, and they just released a new one called Abduction, which is supposed to be a more approachable version of Joshua Tree. I'm not entirely sure. It's for earthlings. I'm an earthling, but it is inexpensive. I think it's about $40, and it comes in a really cute bottle with a little atomizer. I totally want that. Someone should tell my husband. I think I did. Let's see. Fingers crossed. And if Mother's Day is really hard for you, I'm really sorry, and I'm with you, and I'm holding space for you too. Treat yourself. You deserve it too.